You know, this must have been a very important subject for Jesus, and therefore it should be a very important subject for us. So this morning, I thought I would break this down, this idea of Wesley's down, this rigorous faith of the head, the heart, and the hands around the subject of our stewardship of money. So, a matter of the head. I've spoken to you before about the reasoning around giving, you know, the brainy research type stuff, and I apologize, being a former chemist, sometimes I get stuck here, and I don't mean to, but I always like to have a solid foundation from whence to begin, so to speak. And so we've talked about that the Old Testament reflects an agricultural society. Now, when we purchase something, what would happen if you took your baskets, if you were a basket maker, what would happen if you took your baskets to the grocery store and wanted to trade them for groceries? Yeah, it would definitely be an uncomfortable situation, wouldn't it? Well, when we purchase something, what do we use for payment? Yeah, we use money, cash, whatever. All right? So in our culture, you would have to sell your baskets for money, and then you could go buy your family groceries. However, in an agricultural society, you would take your basket to trade for flour. You would take your cow to trade for grapes or wine or whatever you were buying. That's what an agricultural society means. You see, in the Old Testament, they traded goods as payment, and in very special circumstances, land. Land. Land usually was traded whenever a wife was purchased. That's just being honest with you, all right? A very special circumstance. We also looked at the fact that when God says through the prophet Malachi, bring the full tithe into the storehouse. That means that the Hebrew people are to bring 10% of the grain or 10% of their cattle or sheep into the storehouse. And something that isn't mentioned in Malachi, but is mentioned in many other places in the Old Testament, is the idea of first fruits. What that means is the Hebrew people were to bring their first 10%, which is their first and best. In other words, God gets the best grain. God gets the best cow. God gets the best sheep that they had. So, since that's the case, what's the storehouse? What are they bringing this to? Well, at that time, it was the temple. Later on, it became the synagogue, and now it's the church. It's interesting to note that Malachi mentions tithes and offerings. And if you notice in your bulletin, we have a time of tithes and offerings. You see, offerings, as they are now, back then, they were over and above their tithe. Also, every third year, there was a separate tithe. There was also a third year that was yearly. A third tithe that was yearly. All of these were separate things. All were to honor God, but one would take care of the temple, one would take care of the priests, and one would be to relieve the poor. So we learn that in the Old Testament, a tithe is 10% of their gross crop or herd. God received the first fruits, the best they had to offer, not the leftovers. And this was a faith statement. It was done out of joy for God's creation, for God's protection. We also learn that they were called to give right around 30% of their crops because there were three different separate tithes given during the year. So, then remember, Jesus came along and what I like to say, put some Emeril Lagasse, BAM, in it. Right? Jesus came along and put that BAM in there, and He did it also in this idea of tithing. You see, it comes back to an attitude thing with Jesus. The law of tithing had produced a prideful giving. It had produced an attitude of, I'm tithing, and therefore I don't have to show mercy. Someone else can do that. I'm tithing, so I don't have to fight for justice. I'm tithing and live righteously because I want to honor God. I'm closer to God because I follow the law. You see, I don't know if you remember, I've said this often, but there's the scripture in Matthew where the priest is standing over here at the altar, and there's this guy over here crunched down on his knees because he didn't feel good enough to even be there. But yet the priest is over here standing, and his prayer is something like this: "Dear God, I thank you that I'm not like others."